Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at don'tperish.com. Hope you are doing well today. We arrived at our camp spot at a beautiful lake. We're looking forward to some fellowship with some saints that we're meeting out here in Nebraska. I want to bring an audio to you today, something that's on my heart. It's called Pride and Plenty, Then Living in a Parking Lot. You know, Sister Debbie and I have transformed our lives from both working for large corporations, having a big house, striving for money and things. And today we live in our van and we camp in parking lots. And I want to talk to you about, and by the way, this is all to the glory of God. He transformed us from worldly, immodest, partying pagans into vessels for his service. I want to talk to you about why living in a parking lot and going from pride and plenty is such a blessing. You know, we constantly are reminded as we have lowered our lives down about the pride, the arrogance, and the fullness in America around us. And while we're no better than anybody, we are different. We've been changed by the Spirit of God. So now we live totally different. And we see America. America is full of pride, patriotism, plenty, idleness, idolatry, patriotism that is witchcraft. And that's the total opposite of what God says His people are to be. Couple of things. Here's a homework project for you. I want you to look up the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Here's why I want you to look it up. Most people, I was taught this, say that it was destroyed because of homosexuality. Well, there was homosexuality there, but that was not the main problem. Go look it up. Look in the Old Testament scriptures. Sodom was destroyed because it was full of pride and plenty, and God despised their haughtiness. Let me read some scripture verses to you. Why we love van dwelling and living in a parking lot, it takes us out of the world and brings us closer to the heart and mind of Christ. Luke 9:58. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. You know, we have shelter, we have a van, and we went from a big giant house and we stripped our lives down. So yeah, we do have a place to lay our heads. But let me tell you something, going from the life we lived, corporate life, flying around in airplanes, going to sales meetings, striving for bigger paychecks and bonuses, to living in a parking lot and waking up with homeless people around you, criminals being arrested. Not long ago, someone was shot 3/4 of a mile away from where we were camped out and they died. This is a big difference, a big change, and it causes you to be brought down. It causes you to be lowly. It causes you to surrender all those things of the world and the desires and the all of those things. Romans 12:2. And I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That's what's happened to us. By the Spirit of God and the Word of God, we've been transformed and we have relinquished and let go of all of that. We see the Americans chasing the dollar, chasing material things, chasing their lust, chasing pleasure, idleness. And look at the fruit of it. America's on fire, rioting, burning, because hate and sin and idolatry are leading the way. We're so glad we gave up plenty and pride and we became lowly, and we're van dwellers that sleep in a parking lot. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy in all your ways. You know, holy means to be set apart for God. That's a beautiful thing. You can't be that when you're part of the world, striving for it, living in it, being just like it. You must come out and you must be separate. What does God think of pride? How about Proverbs 8:13? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the froward mouth I do hate. Froward mouth, pride, that all goes together. Again, this culture is puffed up. It's full of plenty. It's arrogant. It's lazy. It's lustful. It's immodest. It's carnal. Everything you could imagine outside of God's truth and God's character and nature. And that's why we love the life we live. We've been separated. When we sit in the parking lots or when we go out and street preach, we see the vast difference between God's true people and what the people of the world are seeking. And we call out to them that they will come and repent and join us and follow after Christ. It's a glorious thing. How about 1 John 2:16? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world. See there? Everything Sister Debbie and I were chasing, that wasn't of the Father. That was not drawing us closer to Him. That was making us puffed up and prideful, not bringing us lowly. The other day, I was standing in a parking lot drinking a cup of coffee, and because I wear a tunic and I dress very plain, a man came up and wanted to hand me money. He thought I was homeless. Yeah. That's living a lowly life. Let me tell you, Sister Debbie's constantly getting women that are all dressed up to the hilt, smirking at her, looking down. We got judged as homeless beggars the other day, or a couple weeks back, wrongly, when we were just camping in a parking lot before we moved on for the day. We know all about pride and plenty to being brought low and living in a parking lot. How about Matthew 20? What did Jesus say? Verse 26, 28. But it shall not be so among you. He's talking about not being great and lording over people. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be a chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So Sister Debbie and I learned this from God's word and his spirit. We want to go out and we want to be servants. We want to go out and be lowly. We cast it off all the prideful things of this life. And we want to serve people by preaching the gospel, meeting people's needs where we are, helping the downtrodden, the oppressed, the poor, calling to the world to repent. We witnessed everyone from the rich people to the beggar in the ditch. And we call them to come, eat at the Lord's table, repent, become a child of God. That's what God's called us to do. We've given up the plenty and the pride, and we get to reach so many people because we live this van-dwelling life, traveling all over. And we would never meet these people if we weren't parked in a parking lot. It's a glorious thing. How about Psalm 138:6? Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. You hear that? The proud he knows far off. God hates pride. Go read Proverbs 6. And we had to strip so much of that out of our life, and we have to fight our flesh all the time over it still. But I can tell you that if you take this journey and you surrender the things of the world and come after the things of Christ, bring yourself down lowly, God will lift you up and God will give you a ministry. It's a glorious thing. Last verse for you, Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know, that's what this is really about, being lowly of heart. You think you're better than the man in the gutter? You think you're better than the drug addict? You think you're better than the guy that just got arrested? You know, Americans, you think you're better than those people in the third world country? Americans and America is headed for great, great judgment and destruction, just like the rest of the world. But I'm speaking to Americans here primarily. And we want you to come down from your high horse, your pride and your plenty. All right. And when the economy crashes or the grid goes down or a nuclear attack comes or all of this unrest brings chaos to so-called civilization, you're going to see it all come down. Will you still have pride in your heart, or will you surrender it then and be a lowly servant of the Lord? We love that we've surrendered our pride. We've surrendered our plenty. We live in a van. We park in parking lots. We travel and street preach daily to reach the lost And God has called us to do so because His Spirit convicted us of all those sinful things we were carrying. I hope that you don't have pride and plenty, and I hope you're ready to be brought down and serve God in the ministry He calls you to. This has been Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Go to our teaching blog, click follow by email every day, articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs, to help you come down from the pride, to come down from the plenty of this world and all the stuff that's fading away, and fill you up with a lowly heart for the eternal things of God. Hey, we love you all. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.